Nun Tess on Mid Bays. The Gemara is in the middle of discussion going through all the things we learned in the Mishnah and the proper bracha and explaining them in a little bit more of a richa. So the Gemara says that Amar Rami Barav Amar Rav Yitzchak Hara Pras Agishra Debavel. Sometimes he used the Nar Pras, the Euphrates, they say, from the bridge by Bavel. Omar, you should say Baruch Hoyse Bereshis. But nowadays that the Persians changed it, that they, I guess, rerouted the river, they changed its flow. It's no longer the original river. It's not the original course that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it on. So mi Beishabur el. So you could only recite the bracha if you're from Beishabur or above, meaning up the river. Because at that point, it's already a deviation. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, mi'ihi dekira ulel. He says you have to go to Ihi Dekira and upwards. Amarami Baraba, Haroa Degalas Agishra Dishavistna. Somebody who sees the Diglas is the Tigris River from the bridge of Shavistna, Amar Brachos Abrishis. So Gemar just goes into a drasha on two of the four rivers, right? The ones that are that came, right, that the pasuk says that there's that there was a Nair Yitzmein Lashvus and Gan, Misham Yifarid Labaroshan, and it divides up into four heads. So the Gemara says, my Chidekel, why was one of them called Chidekel? What's the Chidekel, the Tigris River? What's the Chidekel? Amar of Ashi, Shemimav, its waters, Chadin Vikalin, are sharp and light, that they're, super, it's good for drinking, Rashi says, right? That they're light and they don't weigh a lot, so it's good because they don't weigh you down and they're, it's like sharp. It's harif. I don't know what sharp water is supposed to be. Okay. My paras, and why is the Nair paras called paras? Shemema of Paran Raven, because its waters are fruitful and they multiply, right? There's a lot of fish in it, maybe, or. Okay. And then the Gemara brings like sources that, right, like somebody who drinks from Chidekel comes, really bright. So there's actually these Dalid Naharos, these four rivers are a constant theme in Kabbalah. It's brought in a lot of different contexts from a lot of different Sfarim. The Zohar itself gives multiple interpretations of what it can mean. Tikkun Ezar gives interpretations of what it can mean. The Arizal gives interpretation, which at least on face value doesn't seem to simply follow the Zohar. The Leshem and the Gra, discuss in depth, also trying to explain everyone, and the later Sfarim really are trying to kind of make everyone match up. That these Dalad Yisodos can be Keneged, it's called Chachma and Bina and Chesed and Gvuros, Chesed and Shebedas of Gvur Shebedas, or it could be Keneged the Dalad Yisodos, which is Afar, Mayim, Ruach, and Eish, or it can be Keneged a lot of the different fours that come up. And the one I want to just mention and read from the Zohar a little bit without going crazy in depth and maybe throw a remez or two along the way is one of the suggestions brought by the Zohar in Sefer Bereishis. And really, there's so many different approaches. It's the Dalet Olamos also is the way the collar brings it down. But the Zohar says something very, very unique. The Zohar says in Bereishis Daf Chafav Amid Beis there, the Zohar in Bereishis says Davar Acher, another approach. Umisham Yifari Vahaya Lar Baroshim, right, that the river spreads and comes out to four heads. Ilin Inun Arba Dinichnasula Pardis. This is a reference to the four Tanaim who went through the Pardis. The four Tanaim were the Aliyah Neshama that they went up, Rabbi Kiva, Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, and Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya. And they had this mystical experience. So this, they're Keneged, these four aspects in the river. Chad A'al Bepishon. One went up in Pishon, De'ihu, Pishon HaHalachos. Then that's what it means, right? The Pishon is a Pishon HaHalachos. That's the world of Pshat. Right? The Arba Nechusula Pardes, the Pardes is Pshat, Remez, and Drash, and Sod. So one goes up B'Pishon, and that is Ben Azai, right? That he went up through the Hechel of Pshat, and he was learning Tosh Baal Peh. So it's Pishon, right, which is a nutricon for Pishon HaHalachos, the mouth that speaks halacha, the simple things. Tinyana, second one, is going to refer to Elisha ben Avuya. This one's a little bit mystic to fully follow along. I'll try to explain it. A'el Begichon, he went through Gichon, right, that's And Gihon is the world of Remez, right? The Taman Hu Kavur, right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, you know, Begay, which was across from Baal Peor, because it had to be Machnia that Klipo, okay, without explaining all this, right? So it's Gihon. Ha'u de'itmar be kol holech al Gihon. This way it says anyone who goes on the Gihon, it says reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was able to be Machnia the Klipa there. Gavriel, which is Gavarkel, like Moshe was called Ishalakim. Alei itmar legever asher darko nistara. V'yasach aloka ba'ado. Right, that, okay, I don't want to get into the Kabbalah, this loya de gvar yes kvurta, a person doesn't know where the kvur is, hagim ha'adein disgal tamah, and tom v'yas Mashiach, when it will be revealed. V'da ihu remes, and this is remes. So Gihon is, you know, seemingly related to Moshe Rabbeinu's koach of remes, that he can, that is not fully revealed, that is a total emes, but it's only going to be fully revealed lasud level, that right now it's, you know, easy to not recognize what it is. Just like Remez, the world of Remez, Gematria or something. Lasud level is going to be revealed that Hashem had deeper kavanas than we could ever fathom with every single Gematria, every single Apash, every single, you know, any of the Gematria ciphers and Ramazim and Rosh Hashanah and stuff like that for the entire Torah and the entire Torah Shabbat Peh. Hashem was misavid it all, that it works out perfectly and it's beautiful and it's amazing. You know, we can't fully tap into it. We have a little bit of taste here and there. But that's the world of Remez. L'chakima b'rem miza. Right, that, you know, there's a chacham through there's a chachma through Remez. Okay, Tlisa'a, says the Zohar. The third one is A'o b'chidekel. So the third one is Benzoma. He went through chidekel, because chidekel is chad kal, v'dalishna, chadida kala l'drasha. Right, and it means that he has this chadida kala for a drasha, that, right, that the, you know, darshanim, they're able to darshan with the kalas and the charifus. And we know that, that Ben Zoma was a darshan, and Revi'a, and the fourth one is A'al B'Pras, right? De'il Mocha de Be'Pri Revi'a. So Pras is a reference to Mocha, to the Sodos of Torah, to the Chachma of Torah, and that way, de'Be'Pri Revi'a, because that's where Pri Revu is. That's really where the Koach of, you know, Chedushei Torah, and bringing forth Torah into the next level of really, you know, having Pru Revu within your Limud Torah comes from the world of Sodas Torah, and comes from the Tipa of Chachma involved. Okay, so there's a lot here to unpack. We'll just throw some Ramazim out there. Specifically, let's just discuss for a moment Acher and Gihon. So Gihon is actually also a reference to Nachash, right? The Nachash is lying on Begihon, that it slithers on its belly. And Acher was the one who went off the derech. He was enticed by the Nachash. He had the ability to, you know, had an opportunity to really overcome a major Yitzhahara, and he wasn't able to. He was, you know, ultimately enticed, and that's what the Nachash does. Furthermore, Gihon is, we know the Vav of Gihon is the middle of the Torah when it comes to Osios. So specifically Acher, who A, was supposed to go up the derech Remez, you know, so he would have something shaykh to the Osios, but not just that. He specifically, you know, was mitta'a, and he made a mistake smack in the middle of the Torah. Why? Because Acher's mistake was that he, when he went up and whatever he saw in this mystical vision and experience, he somehow came to the conclusion that shtei rishiyos, that there's two rishiyos, so there's two different, you know, forces controlling the world, that there's not just the ribo shalom biyechudo, ubachdu, so that there's multiple forces. So that's why Dafka, the Gihon, is the emtza of the Torah, is the middle of the Torah when it comes to the Osios, that it kind of splits the Torah, that the Gihon, that the belly of the snake, of the Nachash, has the ability to split the Torah and make you think that Chas v'Shalom, there's two Torahs. So Acher was supposed to come up to, you know, fulfill and be metaking this Indian to rectify, you know, this potential flaw in the way the Bria is manifesting, and that was his Avodah, and unfortunately he failed and succumbed to the forces of the Nachash. So that's why Gihon is a reference to Acher. So next we have now the ones that actually our Gemara mentioned, right, which is Chidakel. So we said that Chidakel is Keneged Ben Zoma, who was supposed to go up in the world of Drash. So this works really well, right, because the Gemara Soto says that Mishemes Ben Zoma Bitul Hadarshanim, that when Ben Zoma passed away, there were no more Darshanim. Also, if you ask around, you know, one of the most famous things that Ben Zoma said right, is what we say it over in the Seder, that's why it's very famous. We actually had it earlier in the Masechta from Rav Elazar ben Azariah quoting it in the name of Enzoma, right? That it's the famous drasha that teaches you about Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos. And the way it's brought down, right, is that Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, "Harayani ke ben shivim shana, I was like 70, v'lozachisi, shetamar Yitzis Mitzrayim Belelos, ad shedarsha ben Zoma." So ben Zoma gives the following drasha. There's a lot of drashas in Gemara. We very often do not call it ad shedarsha. We very often don't say, oh, this is a drasha person made. We could have just said, you know, ad she ben Zoma omar, and said the drasha, and we would have recognized it's a drasha. But ben Zoma's inyan was drashos, was to be able to darshan out, was to be able to, you know, learn the Torah in that unique way of drash. And that's why he was coming to be mitak in the world of drasha, of Sat Rama's drash. And so he was coming to do the world of drash. And the last one is Nahar Pras being connected to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was the one who was next to B'Shalom. Rabbi Kiva is connected to the world of Sod. So specifically the concept of Puruvu is related to Sod, right? That we said those waters of Pras are Paran V'Ravin. They both come from what's called a Tipas Chachma, both Api Kabbalah and the way Kabbalah described the actual Puruvu that goes into other things and illuminates it and gives it a life force. But beyond that, Rabbi Kiva and his Sod is actually the father of, there was real Peros that came from that. Really, all of Torah Shavuot Bet came from that. From Mishnayos to Sifra to Zohar, they're all Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva, because that was Rabbi Kiva's Indian of this Parn V'Rabin, that he was this Indian of this fourth river, the Nahar Pras. And specifically, we can make a connection that, right, that's brought down that Rabbi Kiva was the father-in-law of Ben Azai before Ben Azai decided that he didn't have the ability to love anyone else but the Torah. And that's because Rabbi Kiva, who is the world of Sod, actually has to have a very deep and important sheikh, it's a little bit pshat. There's a famous letter from the Vilna Gaon, where essentially he says that you can't understand pshat until you've understood the Amkus of Sod, and you can't understand the Amkus of Sod until you've understood pshat. That they're, you know, Sod and Pshat have this deep relationship, that they go hand in hand. That you're not truly understanding the depth of the matter until you know what it means on the surface level. And there's no such thing as a surface level without reaching into the depth. So that's what Rabbi Akiva is, that he's this kind of, you know, embodies everything. His trying to make a shidduch with Ben Azai is, you know, the Sod kind of reaching out to the Pshat to be mashlin both the Pshat and itself. And in fact, the way the Zohar brings down is that after Ben Azai died in the incident of the Paradis, Rabbi Kiva kind of picked up his chelak and accomplished what he needed to accomplish on his behalf, you know, which expresses that relationship as well. So I think just B'Derech Remez, we could add that all this actually is hinted to in the pasuk that says that, you know, there was this one river, Umisham Yifared, and it was all Yifared, it all spread out. So Parade, right, is a reference to Pshat, Remez, and Drush, right? That those are the three parts, let's say, that weren't able to go into the Pardes unscathed, right? That's Ben Azai, Acher, and Ben Zoma. That, you know, Ben Azai died, Acher went off the derech, and Ben Zoma went crazy. He went mad. And those three aspects, you know, that's what it means Yiparei. That's what a Pirda is. That's what a separation is. That's what dividing up is. But there was one uniting factor, and that's the ability of the Yod. The Yud is a reference to the Sod and to Rabbi Kiva. We know this as if you know the Piyud of Bar Yochai, right? There's a lesson there that he says Yud Chachma Keduma, right? That the Sodas of Torah are considered like this Yud of Chachma Keduma, of the original Chachma. And that's what it says that in the Zohar here that Rabbi Kiva was connected to, you know, just the Mocha. He was connected just the Stam Chachma, this highest level of Chachma Keduma, is this concept of Sod, is the concept of secrets, and that's all Gunas in the Yud. So, you know, the Pardes could either be a Pardes if you have the whole thing, but if the Sod is not being Mashvia the right way into others, if the way you're learning Pshat is not with the recognition and awareness that there's a Sod behind it, and the way you're learning Ramazim is you're just trying to make up Gematrias and do whatever you want and be creative without trying to tap into the Sod that's behind it. And even when you make a drasha, right, using the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar and Drasha Ben, you could pretty much say anything you want if you're creative enough. But while you have to agree that there's a Sod, there's a true emes, that there's a chachma keduma behind everything. So when you're eight, when it's being mashpi all of them, you'll be in a paradis. But when that sod is left alone and it has to go back to its source and has to shrink, if you could say such a thing, has to, you know, kind of fold back into its primary yud, its little dot, its one little nakuda, its smallest form, so then it will be the concept of yifareid, it will be spreading out. So the difference between a pardes is when the sod is mashpia to all of Pshat, Remez, and Drush, and that's where Vekiva, who's Nechmes B'Shalom, the Yatzah B'Shalom, if the other Talmidim would have heeded his advice and learned from him, they could have had a successful pardes experience, but because they didn't, Sham Yifareid, Labarosh, and it divides up into four different aspects. So now all of us, we're Zocha to learn the four different aspects of Torah through our many endeavors in the Torah world. We should try to remember always in the background, even if we don't know the sod, to say that we hope that there's a sod tapping in, that we hope to be learning a libid MS, a libid sod, a libid ratzon abore. And through that, hopefully we can be Zocha that, you know, our learning will not be something that is mastered and separates from the whole world, but something that's, you know, the experience is that of a teal bapardes, of a walking through the orchard.